this is absolutely crucial. It's one of the areas that are pressing down hard on ordinary families. We are now seeing, you know, childcare fees in the region of €200 per week for many families on average, and obviously that can be higher as you get closer to the capital city and all that. But it is a huge pressure on families. It's now like an extra mortgage, and we in Sinn Féin are very clear that we can, with the right policies, we can reduce the cost of childcare by two-thirds by reducing those fees, by making the investment into the childcare sector, by taking on the wage bill off the staff and providing for some of the running costs. And that would actually cut the cost of childcare by two-thirds over a two-year period, while at the same time increasing the level of pay for the staff. And many of those staff we know are earning below the living wage.
And indeed, for some people having to pay for childcare, they have no other option, but it just doesn't make sense for some because they're more or less left with no wages at the end of the week.
Yeah, and look, people are making the decision to opt out of the workforce because, as you said, the cost of, you know, commuting in and out to work, the cost of childcare, you know, just doesn't make any sense anymore. And what we need to do is we need to deal with this as a society. It's been done in other areas, it's been done in other countries, and childcare fees now are among the highest in the world here in Ireland. So therefore, we have to deal with this. And that's why we are setting out today again our vision to actually reduce childcare fees by two-thirds, one-third this year in this year's budget coming up next week, and again by another third next year. And that would be a significant reduction. If you just think of a family who's paying, you know, €200 per child, you know, God help them if they have two or three children in childcare at the same time. But €200 per child over a two-year period, we could reduce that by €140 per child. And that's a significant saving for individuals. And it's also really an important part to actually encourage more people to go out into the workforce, particularly in areas where there is a skills shortage. So this is a no-brainer in my view. It makes sense. It reduces the cost for families. It actually increases the pay for the staff where there is a serious problem in terms of retention and recruitment within the childcare sector. And it supports the economy by allowing more people to be active in the workforce.